Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Grace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting second. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the New York Giants, Joe Genewich. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Ott picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ott. Wilson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. one out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rausch for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Grimm, and towards Hornsby, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Grimm moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Grace moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ott scores. Terry moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Rausch reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Joe Genewich. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Rausch tags and moves to third. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby has Rausch trapped. There's the throw to Grace and over to Beck, who tags Rausch for the out. O'Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Scott now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch, who is chasing the ball. Stevenson reaches third base with a triple. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Henry now pitching. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got two RBIs. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Root hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive towards center. Wilson fields it and throws to second to catch Lindstrom for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root can't make a play. That's a base hit. Terry moves to second. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roush takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Terry scores. Jackson moves to third. Roush moves to second. It's 8-4, Cubs. Freddie Leach pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Jack Cummings pinch hits for Freddie Leach. Jack Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Judd now pitching. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cohen fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hornsby scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-4, Cubs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohen strikes out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vengro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vengro hits a fly ball towards left. Welsh settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Welsh. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-4 in the game. English bunts for an out with unknown description. Vengro moves to second. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-4 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-4 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Roush moves to second. Ralph Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd hits a line drive towards short. English catches it and throws to second to double up Roush. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and moves to second. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Grace hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Welsh takes first base on ball 4. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-4 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Welsh moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.